The Reality of the Illusory World by Rupert Spira. Well over 100 years ago, the painter Paul Cézanne said, "A time is coming when a carrot, freshly observed, will trigger a revolution." Cézanne meant that if we could see even a simple everyday object, such as a carrot, as it truly is, our experience would be revolutionized. But what does it mean to see an object as it truly is? The key is in the phrase freshly observed, which means to see clearly, unobstructed by the concepts that thought superimposes on our experience. In fact, most of us are completely unaware that our experience is filtered through a fine mesh of conceptual thinking that makes it appear very different from how it actually is. As the Chinese sage Huang Po said some 1,200 years ago, people neglect the reality of the illusory world. The illusory world? Now, that's even more radical than Cézanne. It's one thing to look freshly at a carrot, spade, house, or world, but quite another to consider it an illusion. What did he mean? We often hear phrases in the non-dual teaching such as, "the world is an illusion," but such phrases may create a rebellion in us, for we know that our experience is very real. So how do we reconcile these two positions? One, the illusory world, and two, the undeniable reality of our experience. Anything that appears must appear in or on something. For instance, an image appears on a screen. A chair appears in the space of a room. The words of a novel appear on a page. A cloud appears in the sky. What about the mind, body, and world? Our only experience of them is what currently appears to us as thoughts, images, feelings, sensations, sights, sounds, textures, tastes, and smells. In other words, all we know of a mind, body, or world are appearances, and all these are continually appearing and disappearing. We may have a concept of a continuously existing mind, body, or world, but we never actually experience such an object. All experience arises within ourself, this transparent emptiness, and the only stuff present in ourself out of which all experience can be made is ourself itself. It is our direct intimate experience that we all know of a mind, body, or world is made out of and is identical to the transparency of our own being. Just as the screen on which an image appears is usually overlooked due to our exclusive focus on the image itself, so this open, empty, transparent presence of our own being is usually overlooked due to our exclusive focus on the objects of the mind, body, and world, that is, on thoughts, feelings, sensations, and perceptions. However, just as it's not possible to see an image without seeing the screen, so, although this presence is usually overlooked, it's never truly unknown. Love is the common name we give to experience when the other is no longer experienced as other. When the subject-object relationship collapses, it is to see the appearance of an image, but to know it only as a screen. It is to attribute the reality of the image to the screen. It is to know everyone and everything as one's own self.